This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working out there tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or why you're doing it, thank you for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can follow us on Parler, the Captain's America. I just posted some new stuff over on Parler just before the show. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website. A lot of interesting things over there, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And we continue to add more things over there to try to help our listeners out. All right, well, joining us right now, our number one of the Captain's America Third Watch, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, first I want to give a big shout-out and a big howdy-howdy and a big thank you to all the folks that showed up yesterday down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton, Florida. And the first Thursday of every month, you can join us there. That's when we are there on a regular basis, the first Thursday of every month for lunch. And we had a real enthusiastic group of people, did a lot of politicking, if you know what I mean, right, Kyle?
Right.
And some of the folks were some of my old Tea Party folks, and I'm going to have an important announcement to make about that a little bit later on in the show. But let me tell you something, folks. We may be down, but we're not out. And if you think for one second that anybody that I know of in my camp is giving up, you are absolutely wrong. It is not going to happen. And I know you're right there in the middle of it too, right, Kyle?
Well, exactly right. Yeah, we're going to keep going because we have a good message.
Yeah, and our message is America.
Yep, that's
no doubt about it. And I'm going to read a letter that I sent out to some people to get my information every month when I put it out there. There's around 60,000 people that got this, and then they share it with others. It says, "My fellow Americans, I sure hope none of you weren't any part of any group that went inside the Capitol. Anyone who did that appears on a security video that's about to be arrested once they're identified. The feds are going to throw the book at those who damaged, destroyed, or stole anything from the Capitol. I also hope that you remain safe and weren't hurt, as three of my friends were banged up a bit by their fellow rallygoers as they got knocked down when the group rushed the Capitol. Now, I hate being right, but I told all of you what was going to happen with the vote in Congress on the Electoral College on January the 6th, several weeks ago. There's just no way that they ever had enough votes to get this done, even though they went through the motions. And after what happened, when the rally wound up inside the Capitol, it was finished, done, over with, so it wasn't going to happen anyway. Now, unfortunately, now Donald Trump is finished in politics, his family too. And it looks like the Democrats are going to go for some payback here, because they're planning some kind of payback against those members of Congress, as well as the Trumps, and anybody that supported Trump that's in Washington, D.C. So thank God We had him for 4 years as president. He woke up America. And I plan on working to rebuild the coalition we had across America through my many Tea Party connections to put forth the best political candidates we can while we concentrate on voter reform across America at the state level. That's the group that I'm putting together. And America has and is changing. Hopefully, we patriots, we Americans, can make it better, as I firmly believe America's best days still lie ahead of us. God bless the United States of America. That's the letter.
That's very powerful, Captain, and you're right. The best days of America do lie ahead of us.
Yeah.
I remember when Ronald Reagan so rightly said that as well, and that's the sentiment here as well. And
yeah.
So this, because we're never going to look back and say that was the greatest time of America. Yeah. It's always ahead.
Yeah, and I had a few people that chimed in on the Facebook messenger there, and they said, and thank you, Richard. Richard the Marine says he's with me. Well, good. We're signing you on there, Richard. You just re-upped. You just re-upped, Richard, so you're back in service. And we can do this at our local levels. We can fire people up at our local levels and say, hey, we aren't done. We may have been knocked down. We may have lost a battle, but we sure as hell didn't lose the war, did we?
No, in fact, the ideals of conservatism, they transcend politicians.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Now, there is a movement afoot to encourage Donald Trump and his family to start some sort of news network, whether it's television, which I'm sure he'd rather do that, or radio, or both. Or even the internet. He might start Trump.com or something like that, where you can share things just like you do on Facebook. I'm saying, Mike, because we don't know. All that was tossed about yesterday, and it's all been suggested to the Trump folks. So we'll see. We'll see. There is movement afoot, and we'll see what happens. And I don't think it'll take very long for something like this to get off the ground. Do you?
No, I think he's definitely going to try to find some way to stay in the public eye with that. That's right.
Now, the other thing is, and I got about 30 seconds, the other thing is we had, and folks, this is why, if you demonstrate, if you protest, that's fine, but tearing things up and breaking things results in stuff like this. We had dozens of police officers injured in Washington, D.C., and unfortunately, one police officer died from his injuries just before we came on the air. We'll get into all that and more when we come back. I'm back down off my platform, and if you want to give us a call, Kathy's going to give you the phone number right now. Don't go anywhere. It's about to get real.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. They're up there in the Seattle, Washington area, and they have a great product called Relief Factor. I've been taking it for a little bit more than 5 years because I do suffer with chronic pain, and this helps me get rid of it. It also helps me get rid of the other problem I have, and that's with my replacement ankle and the rod in my left leg. I have swelling that comes on me every now and then, and when I take this stuff, boom, it's gone. End of story. I've had some other things, bumps and bruises, where I've had maybe something starting to swell up, and I've taken an extra dose, and it's gone. So I know this product works, and the reason why is because it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it that helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. It even lowers and eliminates pain because it goes right straight to the source of the pain. It's the doggonest stuff I've ever seen. It's 100% drug-free. It supports healthy joints and muscles, also helps the healing process, and it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get started. Now, what a lot of people do is they take it, and they take it just as they need it, but take it as it's directed to see that, you know, it'll work for you. And then if they have some left, they keep it until they need it again. They turn around and order it when they need to order instead of just getting it sent to you every month. You can do it if you want. Otherwise, you get the $19.95 3-week quick start and then order it when you need it. So go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain, and order that $19.95 3-week quick start. I'm telling you, you'll be happy, you'll be out of pain. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
During the break, we had a couple of calls from Atlanta, Georgia, from people that were excited about what we were talking about. Now, again, the name of the group, you can Google it if you want, is Tea Party Americans. It might be on Google by now because I just re-upped it again. We re-upped the name and did it yesterday, and we started to plot our course yesterday at the lunch that we had. But Tea Party Americans, we're working on getting it on Parler, but or MeWe, Parler or MeWe, but we've also got it up on Facebook right now, and so far so good. As long as we don't, you know, go attacking people and, you know, do the whatever the cardinal sins are on Facebook, we're okay. But that's where it's starting, and then we're going to move it over to some other places. But Tea Party Americans is the name of the movement, the group, and we're bringing back the Tea Party is what we're doing from 2008, 9, and 10. And you know what we did back then, folks. We did it then. We can do it again. I guarantee it. 2022 is going to be a big year for patriotic Americans that are going to stand up and fight for what they believe in. Okay, Kyle, the police officer that died, I believe his name was Brian Sicknick, and he had been with the police force since 2008. He was injured seriously, managed to get back to the precinct, and collapsed, and then he died of his injuries just before the show started. Now, again, folks, dozens of police officers were injured. This changes the ballpark with the people that they can identify that were pushing and shoving and knocking folks down, including the police officers. You will be charged with felony assault when they identify you.
Well, that's right, Captain. According to the report, Officer Sicknick was responding to the riots. He was physically engaged with protesters. He went back to his division office where he collapsed, we're told. He was taken to a hospital, but then he unfortunately died from his injuries. We don't know the age of Officer Sicknick, but as you said, he has been with the Capitol Police since July of 2008. But more details, I'm sure, will be coming out.
Well, now we're seeing something that I predicted was going to happen a while ago. You know, I hate, people were mad at me when I made predictions and said this vote is going to be merely a formality. It's not going to go anywhere. They don't have the votes to be able to pass overturning the Electoral College vote when they have it in Congress. Remember I said that? How many times did I say that?
Numerous, yeah.
I said it for about a month, maybe a little bit more than a month, ever since people are going, oh, he's got a plan, oh, he's got this, he's got that. No, 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 no. If you don't have the numbers, you can have any plan you want, but it's not going to work. It was doomed for failure, and that's what happened. But after the people broke into the Capitol, and they came back in, it was done anyway, because it was just wasn't going to happen after that, now was it?
Well, no, especially in the aftermath, you had many of those objections withdrawn.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I mean, the very evidence or the very objections that people wanted to hear will now never really be heard.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Well, now here's what you got going on. Mick Mulvaney, who had been with the president since just about the beginning, resigned from the Trump administration. He'd been the chief of staff. He'd also been, I think, the budget director. Betsy DeVos quit yesterday, the secretary of education, early. Elaine Chao quit yesterday, early. Chris Christie is saying that he's just sick about the whole event, and he's pushing this Article 45 thing, which we're hearing Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and AOC and some others in the middle of that. So that's where that went. Now, President Trump did last night come on with a tape message from the White House, and he had some encouraging words for the people when he called for the healing and reconciliation during the seamless transition of power coming up, and he guaranteed that that would be what would happen. It would be a transition of power, smooth transition, and it can't be anything else but.
Well, it's exactly right. I mean, there's just no doubt about that. Captain, I think that what's happened now with President Trump, I mean, I think it's incredibly doubtful that he would even be at the inauguration, for example.
Yeah.
Mike Pence has said that he may make an appearance there. I would expect that he would. But generally speaking, what you see now with the abandoned ship mentality of some of these staffers and cabinet members, this is a big deal.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. The GOP can't shy away from the gains made during the 4 years of President Donald Trump. A lot of great things happen, a lot of record-making things, and they can't shy away from that. They have to stand on some of that record and stand up for America, because the American people, for the most part, will be behind them. Now, granted, the recent conduct of some in Washington, D.C. has made it very disappointing, and that's an understatement of the year, and it has hurt the cause, and we know that. But we also know the people that were involved, they weren't all Trumpsters, were doing that to try to destroy the name, the recognition, the accomplishments. So all you're going to remember is what transpired when they busted into the Capitol and tore things up.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's why it's so important, like you're talking about the Tea Party revitalization and charting a new course.
Tea Party Americans.
That's right. And so what's happening, of course, is that the principles of conservatism, I think, Captain, are going to be, again, front and center. It's going to be without a particular politician in that sense, but what we're going to be seeing over the next couple of years, and certainly 4 years, with implementation of policies of Biden and Harris, I think are going to set the stage for a major change in people's perceptions of conservatism.
Now, the very first thing that Chuck Schumer tossed out yesterday that he was going to do, and I also heard Biden say it the day prior, the very first thing they were going to do is get the people the $2,000. They know that that was a major issue in a vote in Georgia. They know that, and I knew that, and I kept telling the people that they're going to get their $2,000. It's just going to have to come after the fact, but I guess nobody believed me, and here they go. The Democrats' first thing we're going to do is get you that $2,000. Every family is going to have $2,000. And they did say family this time.
Well, that's right. And again, this was an unbelievable error by Mitch McConnell and not having this thing come up for a vote at such a crucial time under the horrible circumstances that people are living under right now.
The person that you want to play poker against apparently is Mitch McConnell because he's going to lose because he lost big on this one.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, we're talking the difference of $1,200 in terms of, and also
$1,200. We're talking a difference of $1,400.
Most
everybody I know so far has gotten their $600. If not, they'll get it like this week.
Right, exactly. But the balance is.
Oh, by the way, I got mine too, and I wasn't even looking for it. I didn't think I was going to get it, and the check showed up yesterday.
Right, but the balance is almost negligible in the grand scheme for a one-time stimulus package when nobody's gotten anything for months and months and months, and their doors are closed or their company.
But is it too late, Kyle?
It still may be too late for a lot of people because even getting 600 or even getting 2,000, you know, who knows? I mean, you've got people. I had a small business man, a friend of mine today, tell me, well, the rent deferrals are now starting to kick in from last year, but they still don't have a big income to be able to pay the extra rent on top of their current rent.
Here's what's going to happen here shortly. The evictions for the homes, mortgages, and the apartments and that sort of stuff were held off for the most part until the end of January. I don't know if they're going to be kept in place because right now people are stuck. Some people have money. Some people are paying as they can. They owe lots of money on whatever their housing arrangements are, and they're about to be put out in the middle of the street if that thing doesn't stay in effect. You know that, right?
Oh, that's right. All right.
Hold the fort. All right, folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and your calls are welcome at 877-969-8600, and Kathy's going to tell you how to do that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A day after a protest at Capitol Hill turned into a riot that saw the Capitol building stormed by protesters, President Trump is condemning the day's violence. In a video shared on social media, the president promised justice for those who broke the law.
America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
In the wake of the violence, the head of the U.S. Capitol Police will resign. Chief Stephen Sund will step down from his post effective January 16th. In a statement Thursday, Sund said his force had been expecting a First Amendment demonstration and was not prepared for a riot. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance, geico.com. I had a chance to talk to them yesterday. They called me up to do like a little survey. How you doing there, sir? Is there anything we do to improve and all that? And that's what I like about them, because I hear those sort of things from time to time. But anyway, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. I happen to be one of them. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. If you're driving a car, driving a truck, driving a motorcycle, maybe it's an RV, maybe it's an ATV, a boat, whatever you're driving, they can insure it for you. And don't forget, they also can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through Geico. Now, go to the website, Geico, GEICO.com, or pick up the phone book and call your local Geico agent. They're all over the country. And guess what? You'll find out what I found out. I'm saving money on my car insurance. I'm being treated like a human being, not a robot. And I love the way they do it. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. You know, Captain, I want to say something real quick about, you know, the fact that we're hearing, you know, a lot of in the news, people are saying, well, how is it possible that all this happened? How were they so unprepared?
Huh.
But I wanted to just let everybody know that once again, you know, on this program, you know, you've been telling people for a long time now,
yes, indeed,
you know, what was going to happen based on what you were hearing, the fact that, you know, some ne'er-do-wells, shall we say, or some pretty bad folks were going to show up to
That's
this
right.
thing, And it's just unconscionable that the Capitol, security was woefully ill-prepared, even just with the mindset of how to handle this large gathering that was going to occur.
Yeah. Now, one of the reasons why is it's called intel, and I just like they infiltrate groups, I have infiltrated their groups with email because they send out their messages that way. Or they have pages and they text back and forth. And I've been following the messages and following the emails, and that's how I knew.
Yes, exactly. So, of course you're going to have people show up and try to take advantage.
And yes, I have an alias. I'm not going to let them know it's really me.
Well, of course not.
Yeah, but and there's other, I'm sure there's FBI people in there, and I'm sure there's law enforcement in there, too, because that's what you do when you want to know. You cloak yourself, you go in there, and then you let them do all the stuff they do. Now, listen, one more thing before I move on here. The Capitol Police Chief, Stephen Sund, has announced that he's going to resign effective January 16th following the breach at the Capitol, something that was not seen in more than 200 years. And again, I know why it happened, folks. It was politics. About a half of the work that's done in the police and the fire department is done based on politics. I'm telling you, politics. The police force, the Capitol Police Force, in a 2.5-mile area, has 2,300 full-time officers and a bunch of reserves, too. They have enough police officers to do the job. But guess what happened, Kyle?
What's that?
They weren't positioned correctly, they weren't scheduled correctly, and the Capitol Police, instead of being where they could have been behind the D.C. police, weren't where they were supposed to be able to position themselves to help out the Capitol Police quicker. They had to bust through the crowd to get there. They should have been on the back side of the damn building and just come right in the back door.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Yeah, and you're right. U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund is resigning,
yep.
And so this
yep.
is a big deal.
All right. Well, let me go to the telephone line. We have our professor emeritus of politics, Dan DeMann, up in Indiana. Okay, Professor Emeritus.
Hey, I got a question for you and Kyle.
Yeah.
Now, this is just out of the sky.
Yeah.
Well, Donald Trump, before he leaves office on January 20th, well, he kind of pulled what Gerald Ford did with Vietnam draft dodgers. Will he offer a blanket pardon to any member that showed up for that on Tuesday? Will he give a blanket pardon for those who came and were in the march?
Okay.
As long as they were peaceful.
Okay.
Interesting to think about. I came across that this morning. I'm going, I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Well, we'll ask it right now. Thanks for the call there, Dan the Man.
Okay.
All righty. Now, Kyle, that's a great question. I would have to answer that by saying as long as they were peaceful and they were there and they had them on tape, they already had them on videotape because there's cameras everywhere where they were at, everywhere. But if they knocked down, if they were pushing and shoving, knocked down barricades or knocked down police officers or came up against police officers and did anything at all or went inside the Capitol, anybody went inside the Capitol is toast, in my opinion, because most of them went in there and ransacked and looted, and some of them stole things. And we talked about the guy went out with the podium, somebody went out with a computer. There's other stuff that was done. They took stuff out, documents, threw them all over the floor in some of these offices and all that. So those people, I believe, will be prosecuted. Now, the people that didn't get violent, okay, that will be identified, may, in fact, be given something like that. That's something that could happen.
It's a real possibility because, of course, the dynamic is that President Trump is leaving office. He will likely not be able to run again as a result of all of this culmination of events.
No, I believe he's done. I believe he and any member of his family are done in politics right now.
Well, exactly. And again, so it may be as you're talking about, somebody who didn't do anything wrong per se, but those who even entered into the Capitol, and certainly those who committed criminal acts of mayhem or hurt the police, all these different things that we're hearing about. I don't think that you would pardon somebody like that.
Because we had a police officer die, okay, as a result of all of this, It's a felony offense to assault a police officer. There are no exceptions. They are going to throw the books at anybody that was swinging or connecting or bashing or knocking down any police officers if they can identify them. They're going to throw the book at them.
Well, sure. I mean, because it's just unthinkable. And especially, Captain, see, this is what this is so hard to comprehend here, because most people that have voted for Donald Trump or been a Trump supporter, they adore the law enforcement. They're not going to do anything to hurt law enforcement. So, again, we got to get all the facts. We got to know who did what. So it's just it's unbelievable to see what we saw. But but whether or not Trump actually would issue a pardon, it may be just even too politically hot right now to do something like that.
Now, Joe and Kamala have gone racial on us. I didn't think that would take very long to happen, but they went racial on us, saying that the Capitol rioters were treated better than the BLM protesters. Okay, fine. But here we go again. What happened during the BLM protesters, and isn't the D.C. mayor considered to be the BLM mayor?
Well, yeah, she renamed the plaza or something.
Black they painted the street.
And they painted the street, too. So, you know, again, the expectations of the Trump rally, I think, yes, were wholly different than what we might have seen in these major American cities over the summertime, where everything seemed to be set on fire. I mean, so it is a very different sort of expectation there that I think they went in with, and then we had whomever, agitators, and also people who got the best of them, and they did very wrong things.
Well, somebody in the Capitol Police Department was taking orders from somebody else up the ladder. Again, I told you about half of police work and fire work is politics.
Mm-hmm.
And then the D.C. police were out on the street where they were positioned. Whoever put them in the position they were in had them in the wrong place. They should have been directly behind the Capitol, right behind the Capitol police officers. And when they rushed the building, they could have actually come up behind them. There would have been several thousand police officers instead of a couple hundred or whatever was there. And they would have been able to have slowed that crowd down until more reinforcements could have shown up, because then they could have come from the front as well as already been there from the back. And that would have solved the problem. And that's just me thinking logically here.
Well, right. And again, any kind of situation where people can get out of control, whether it's what we saw over the summer, what we saw just at the Capitol, those kinds of things have we've got to find a better way in order to express ourselves. Yes, protesting is a tried and true thing, and it's time honored, but unfortunately, it can be used for such a terrible purpose that we've got to find a way to get people's to get the temperature down here.
Now, let me just go back because we've got about 30 seconds here. We've told everybody about the fallout from the D.C. rally as it's beginning right now. Senator Chuck Schumer, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and others are calling for the removal of Trump via the 25th Amendment. Vice President Pence has come out and said, nope, he's not in favor of that, and he's got to be involved, otherwise it won't happen. And some Democrats want to also expel some of the Republican lawmakers from Congress for their involvement in supporting the D.C. rally. The name Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz came up right away, and also Matt Gaetz. You know, we don't know what's going to happen next. And then, of course, you've got President-elect Joe Biden accusing Trump of inciting a riot at the Capitol, saying that the BLM protesters would have been treated differently. I don't think so. Anybody that busts in and starts hurting people and breaking things is going to get whatever they're going to get. All right, hold on, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Now, let me tell you something. We've got some serious weather out there tonight, and a big old snowstorm fixing to go up to middle Atlantic states into the Northeast.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, that's Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her very much doing that for us. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, and we'll tell you more about her here later on in the program. But this is part of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stops, largest ones in the country. Stop on by. You'll find out why. And, oh, by the way, tell them you heard me talking about them, the captain talking about them on the radio. And I told you, you could get a free cup of coffee on the Third Watch if you show up. You will get your free cup of coffee. But let me tell you something else. Join the Drivers Club if you're a driver. If you've got an RV, join the RV Club, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy. You'll get points for the food you buy in a restaurant or the whatever they have in the way of food. You'll also get points for buying stuff in the trucker store. So guess what? There you go. It's a win-win all the way around. All righty, we're going to get started. Creed Fisher, this place called the USA. And here we go.
Well, he's
and they still flirt. Don't pledge allegiance to our flag like we used to do. Good men are willing to give their lives. My politicians take away our rights, saying they know best what's good for you. These days, dads are always gone. Mama's still here, but she's on her phone. Grandma's raising the kids, and the devil is too. If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth, but these days the truth won't sell. Longer ride, I give my life. This place called USA.
All righty, that's Creed Fisher, and that's a song we played here before from time to time, and I just figured it was time for that because a lot of people are going, well, what do we do now? Well, we can't do anything. We can't do this. What do we do now? Well, what do we do now? We pick ourselves up by the bootstraps, and away we go, and it's like, get out of my lead follower, get out of my way, because we're going to do something about it here. We are going to do something about it. And Kyle, I know you're in the middle of all this with me, so we got you on the West Coast, right?
That's exactly right.
So you're going to anchor it out there. Tea Party Americans. Look it up. That's what we've started, Tea Party Americans. Yep, we're bringing back the Tea Party. It worked before. It'll work again. And by the way, we didn't really try hard enough, but the Tea Party, at one time had the opportunity to become a political party. And what happened was in the state of Florida, people got tricked. Alan Grayson put one of his people, when he was running for Congress, put one of his people in as the leader of this movement and paid to get it started. And people thought they were actually joining the Tea Party when they joined a political party. It was a camouflage to try to get Alan Grayson elected.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's how it started. Okay, let me read this statement and then give it to Kyle, and then he'll give it back to me because I'm the one who's got all the weather tonight. A weather system off the southeast coast is going to move northward along the coast with heavy snow continuing in the southern Appalachians, with a wintry mix possible into portions of the Middle Atlantic and rain elsewhere. Meanwhile, out west, the Pacific system will bring rain on soggy ground that could cause landslides, mountain snow, gusty winds, and dangerous surf conditions. And we got a couple of big areas of freezing fog out there tonight. Go for it, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. We do have rain, of course, but wind advisory is up near Seattle. So be careful there. That's along I-90 there. And, of course, over in Idaho, as we move over that direction, and we're coming up towards the 4th of July mountain pass, we understand there tonight, Captain, that they're reporting some icy patches, also patchy fog there as well, and wind gusts up to about 19 miles per hour are expected in that area. So be very careful of the area of Spokane, Washington, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, as you come across I-90. Also tonight, Captain, we have a dense fog advisory in central Montana. This is going to cover the Great Falls area, also Helena, down towards Butte, Montana, and coming down a little bit towards the border there with Wyoming, just on the outskirts of Yellowstone National Park. Winter weather advisory also along I-90 near Big Timber in Montana, and then also a winter weather advisory. This is going to be also along I-90 as you get towards Loge Grass and Wyola, Crow Agency, Hardin, that area of Montana, dipping down into northern Wyoming. Also tonight, Captain, we have some reports of freezing fog in about central New Mexico area, in the Rio Doso area, as we come down towards I-10, so be careful in that area as well. And also, more fog to tell you about. This in California, Central Valley of California, the fog has returned along Route 99, California 99, and Interstate 5. This is a little bit north of Bakersfield, a little bit south of Modesto, just bookending that tonight with the fog there. And a lake wind advisory up near Reno and Carson City to round it out. And a little bit of winter weather advisory up in Northern California as you head up the 5 freeway towards Medford in Southern Oregon.
Okay, well, get ready, America, because here here it comes. If you're on I-40 in the panhandle coming out of going towards Amarillo from Tucumcari, you already know about the cold temperatures, but you're going to be running in and out of fog. And the fog, because of the temperatures, is not going to be your normal fog. It's going to freeze. Freeze on your mirrors, freeze on your windshield, freeze on the highway. Be careful. And it's about 100 miles, maybe not quite 100. Let's see, about 50 miles in on I-40 right now in the panhandle of Oklahoma. Now, meantime, going south down through Lubbock and down through Plainview and all the way down to I-20 and I-10, the combo down there, the junction over through Odessa, down to Fort Stockton, you've got more areas and patches, as well as in the southeastern corner of New Mexico, Rio Doso, coming down off the Indian Reservation. You're going to have, going into Roswell, areas of fog. And again, the temperatures are down below freezing, so anytime that happens, you have the possibility of freezing fog and ice on the roads and ice on your windows and your mirrors and all that. That's why people have heated mirrors up there. Now, Minnesota. Fog, dense fog advisory, temperatures are in the 20s or below. Guess what? Freezing fog. Right along the North Dakota line, down 29, all the way to South Dakota, all the way down into Nebraska and Omaha, too, dense fog advisory. Sioux City, Iowa, dense fog advisory. And again, the temperatures are cold enough to where it will freeze on your mirrors, it will freeze on the windshield, it'll freeze on the bridges, and you're going to have a real zoo. Okay, going over to the northwestern part of Wisconsin, you've got freezing, or you've got dense fog with temperatures down below freezing with the same situation. Now, snow. Yep, we got it. Here we go. Pay attention. Kentucky. Northern part of Kentucky into the south-central part of Indiana. Right now there is snow there, light snow. However, the storm is developing along I-40 and I-64 in Kentucky and West Virginia over into Virginia through the mountainous areas there. You've got a winter storm warning through part of Virginia, and that storm is going to intensify during the course of the day. You've also got a winter storm warning from the Piedmont, that's Greensboro, Winston-Salem, over to Asheville, on down over towards Charlotte, and be advised there, that could get real exciting up on I-85 today, as well as coming across I-40 and I-24. Now, coming north out of Atlanta, winter storm warning up there when you start climbing north to Kennesaw towards Chattanooga, and you're going to have it all the way to Knoxville, you're going to have it all the way up I-81, all the way to Virginia, so be advised, it's not going to be a lot of fun. And then from Nashville, you got a general snow coming down right now, but that could change during the course of the day, depending on how this system builds up. You do have the weather and the front over off the east coast that's helping to draw it up along the line, too, as that storm starts to move north. Now, most of what's going on with the weather offshore is offshore, but there are still some very windy conditions from Savannah. Jacksonville's got some wind, but Savannah, Georgia, all the way on up to the Chesapeake Bay, you're going to have winds approaching 25, 35 miles an hour all day long. Okay, Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, give us a call. Let us know what's going on. Here's the phone number coming up, or chat with us on Facebook.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Over night Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.